This podcast is powered and brought to you by Sunday Cool Tees. Don't believe me? Let's listen to or watch this little clip of someone talking about Sunday Cool Tees really fast, but don't go anywhere.
Hello, my name is Carl, and I want to share a little about where I work. I work at Sunday Cool. Sunday Cool, if you don't know, has the softest shirts, and you and should order them for your group or for your mother. Thank you. That is it. And may you please have a blessed day.
That's perfect. You did great.
All right, back to work.
You locked me in?
Mm-hmm. Will you count me in?
Count you in?
Huh? When he said lock me in, it reminded me of...
Name that song.
Name that song.
Will you count me in?
Close to my toes and the crinkle of my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know. Can you learn? Do a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go. Bubbly by Colby Calais. 2007.
Really?
2007 or 2008.
Good year.
So. Welcome. We have name.
Jake Sully. I'm Jake Sully.
How's it feel to be an avatar?
It feels like I've been reborn.
Yeah.
It feels like a new skin. I feel finally comfortable in my skin after 28 years on this planet. Yeah. I finally have found the secret sauce.
Your eyes are so scary.
Lily can't look me in the eye.
I can't look at you at all.
Just stare in the camera for like 2 seconds.
Ugh. My gosh. So scary.
Oh.
That was better than the movie.
Thanks.
Okay.
You didn't have to pay money for it.
Speaking of Avatar.
Well, speaking of Reborn.
Well, we have to do a question.
Oh, sorry.
Stop jumping the gun.
Sorry.
Apologies to the person over there that we haven't introduced yet.
Well, just give us a second.
Okay, fine.
Today's question. It's a thinker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it hit home?
It does.
Yeah?
It does for some, definitely. Today's question for episode 20, is being a mom really that hard?
Oh my gosh.
Andy?
I think it is that hard. I think it really is that hard. Yeah. I think it is a hard job. Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, it's,
careful.
I think it's the hardest job in the whole world. Mm-hmm. It's,
you're trying to think of a word that's more hard, better, more than hard. It's difficult. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, being a soldier, a firefighter, a pilot, a rocket engineer has nothing on being a mother.
Lily, how do you feel about that question?
It's very hard. It's so hard.
Is it really that hard?
Yes.
Okay.
But you're motivated by love.
Oh, interesting.
So you don't think being a mom's all that hard? Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful butterflies.
That's an empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
We're just kidding. Being a mom is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to be a mom. It's hard.
Yeah. It is.
I can't be a mom.
It's really hard to talk to you right now.
This is a lot to have just a normal conversation.
I feel like it's just a nightmare right now.
I feel good. I'm telling you, the contacts were a nightmare. I was in the bathroom for
like
30 minutes.
Like almost 40 minutes.
And it was a nightmare, and only because I had to take this off because I can't use these fingers. And then the hair kept getting in the way. And then I realized my makeup is getting all smeared because I have to pull my eyelid down, and I haven't done contacts since like high school. So it's just like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And for our listeners only, Josh, can you describe like what you're looking at?
He looks like a Smurf that is also practicing witchcraft.
Yeah.
Me, like an emo Smurf.
Yeah.
For me, the paint has really transformed the way that your face looks and is shaped. And okay. I never realized that your eyes are so big. You could play the next Pennywise.
That's high praise. That's high praise right there.
Dude, yeah. I really can't. I know. I look at you.
It's a lot.
Hey, we have a guest.
A very special guest.
A very special guest. Everyone say hello to Jane Heather Hooper.
Oh, my
Hi,
goodness.
Jane.
She's so cute.
Oh.
Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning.
Is that a smile?
That is so cute.
She probably just has to poop. Golly,
she got overalls on?
Yeah.
Adorable.
She looks like a little Swedish shoemaker.
Mm.
A cobbler.
A cobbler.
A cobbler, if you will.
Oh, little cobbler Jane.
Oh, yes, Jane the cobbler. Yes. You haven't visited Jane the cobbler?
Episode 20, guys.
Oh, snap.
That's, that's like breaking a...
This is a big milestone because a lot of people who start... Everyone's got a podcast, but not everyone reaches 20. And apparently, if you hit the 20 mark, then you're going to be in the top 1% in the world that of podcasts that are putting out consistent material.
We did it.
You guys did it. Thank you. We're here.
It's funny to think about. I would never picture if we were to go back to episode one and be like, what is your 20th episode going to look like?
Well, I mean, best case scenario, we have Andy dress up as an avatar or something.
And have a child hanging out.
Oh, that was so cute. You got that on the mic.
Oh, Jane.
How many,
what a celebration.
How many podcasts do you think have had a newborn baby on there?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Some.
We're probably not a lot.
We're
probably the first podcast in the world to have Avatar and a newborn.
Especially this year.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That is great.
It's been great.
What have been some of your favorite moments in our past 20 episodes?
Favorite moments?
Obviously, we love having Anthony Russo on.
Yeah,
that's
Anthony's
always
the
treat.
Best. I love how Lily just turned into, like, our favorite guest.
Yeah.
Our most consistent favorite guest.
Yeah. For everyone, not even just ours.
Yeah.
Just the fans and everything.
I love discovering all these new conspiracies.
Mm-hmm. And our TikTok's blowing off. If you guys have not checked us out on TikTok, man, we got videos that are, we got 3 million views the other day just from
Is it blowing off or blowing up?
Did I say blowing off?
Yeah. You did.
Blowing up. It's blowing up.
Guys, check out our TikTok. It's blowing off.
Don't blow off because we're blowing up, dude.
Yeah, our TikTok's growing. Our Instagram's growing. Our YouTube's growing.
Yeah,
it's
golly.
Awesome.
You guys, no joke. It's 100% because of ninjas. It's,
yeah.
We were at, I think, 65 in like November, and now we're at 85. And we're hoping to get that YouTube play button.
Yeah, 100,000 subscribers. So if you guys haven't subscribed to our YouTube, Sunday Cool Tees, do it, please.
Yeah, because if you're not watching on YouTube, then you're probably not seeing this. You could be watching on Spotify, but if you watch on YouTube, then that's all the lizard right there. So, Lily, how you doing?
Oh, great.
How was your vacation?
Yeah, all right. That's what Jeff just came in here and said that. The other reps are handling my book of business while I'm on maternity leave. Colton apparently was on a phone call and was like, yeah, she's home relaxing.
Oh, my goodness.
With her new baby. Relaxing?
If only
Who's
you
relaxing?
Knew, if only you knew what our house looks like right now. In fact, the other day,
chaos.
there's diapers everywhere.
Yeah. Because I just throw them.
She does.
We'll deal with it later.
We have to
survive.
I go to get Jane up in the morning, and I step on like 20 diapers just all on the ground.
It's okay.
You're
it's
like,
normal.
Why does our bedroom smell like a fart? That's why. That's why.
Jane also projectiled pooped on Lily twice.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, nice. I mean, like a.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a rocket.
Yeah,
like
they have
shotgun.
No control over it.
I hope she poops on this podcast so you guys can hear it. Because it's like
mic.
An audible, like.
It's really loud.
And she goes like
absolute cannon.
There's grunting.
Gotta push it out. That's smart.
Yeah.
You guys been having fun? You guys been redecorating the house and stuff like that?
I told you last week that I feel like a stay-at-home wife or stay-at-home mom from the 50s because I baked bread one day and then I like was hanging up wallpaper.
Yep.
Did Lily hit you?
Yeah, a little.
And then put her cigarette out on you like her husband's.
Yeah.
Well, we've been singing the Reba song for
Josh. Yeah.
A working mom who has two jobs.
Yeah.
That's great.
A single mom.
Oh, with a single mom.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been good. Let me talk about my birth.
Okay. And I'll take control.
It was magical, I would say. Wow. I had a lot of reservations about being induced. And let me start by saying all birth is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But could you actually get her to shut up?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Gosh.
Pipe that baby down.
Hey, Jane.
She's just a loud one.
I know. She likes to talk.
She's telling squeaker. Her part of the story.
She's a squeaker. She remembers.
She's like, oh, yeah, beautiful? I don't think so. It was cold.
It was dark and warm, and all of a sudden it was bright and cold.
A bunch of strangers rubbing me down with rough towels.
Bro, they rub babies so hard.
I get that they have to get it all out, but man, it's rough. It's like, and that's your powder.
The pat on the back.
Oh, man, it's rough.
I'm like, holy, can you do that?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm like,
it's
dude,
ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like just, the baby.
Just rubbing them down with sandpaper, throwing it in the basket. It's like, golly.
Yeah.
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 Continue with your.
Yeah. I had, well, and it was weird because with Ada, we went into labor naturally, you know, at 40 weeks one day. And then we had to be induced with little Jane. We just needed a little help, her and I.
Nothing wrong with that. Kelsey got induced once.
Yeah. But it was baller. Like, recommend 10 out of 10. Induction's great. The epidural made me sick. That was the worst part. I was so sick.
Sick during it, during the day?
Yeah.
No, like the whole thing. I'll tell this part because it was scary.
Oh, okay.
She got an epidural and her blood pressure dropped like drastically.
Which we knew would happen because that happened
with
Ada.
So the nurse was like prepared with like.
Which I always thought epidural was just like a shot. It's a tube.
Yeah.
It goes into your spine.
Yeah.
It's like, that's scary.
I remember the pain.
But then, yeah. So it dropped and it was like passing out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the baby's heart rate like plummeted. It was at like 150 and like dropped to like 40, I think. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, because you were like passed out. But then like all these nurses like rush in and they like grab this oxygen mask
and
like, Lily. And they weren't telling us anything.
That's a nightmare. Yeah.
But they
What's up with that? What's with all the secrecy?
Yeah.
Because they're I would imagine they're nipping it in the bud before it's like, they're stopping the situation before it becomes a situation. So it's like, they don't want to overwhelm him or you.
I guess.
And if anything does go wrong, if they've said anything, it can be held against them. They can say, well, this person said this and that's not what it was.
In the court of law.
Yeah.
Well, we got some people that probably work in the hospital thing, so they can let us know in the comments.
Like, yeah, this is another question for the comments. So too, so it was the entire labor, like whenever I would get dosed with my epidural, my blood pressure would drop. And if they put me on my back, my blood pressure would drop. So I would get like really sick, like the whole time. But
you didn't throw up.
I didn't throw up, which I did with Ada twice the first time. Yeah. But I had said, they were like, I said, hey, could you hit me with like that, more of that oxygen?
Give me the hit.
And they looked at me weird. Is that like, are you not supposed to do that? That's my question for our nurses that listen to us.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Demand oxygen.
Yeah.
Like just whenever you want. I'd imagine that's okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like it's like a drug. It's what we breathe every day.
Lily is watching this birth vlog where they like, apparently instead of an epidural, sometimes you can ask for like laughing gas.
They were in another.
No way.
It was another country. So
it was another country.
Yeah. Just for the dads though.
Well, well that's the thing.
What happened.
That would be awesome.
She just had a mask and she could hit it whenever. Yeah. And the dad kept on going over and hitting it.
Like huffing it. Like obsessively.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I had a blast.
They posted the video and these like, they look like junkies. These two. I couldn't believe it. I was
honestly,
like, I've never.
I was so stressed out at one point. I kind of wish I had laughing gas. I was like crippled by stress.
You and my mom were just like staring at me like this the whole time
because you went like white as a ghost and you're just like,
oh my goodness, dude, that's so scary.
Yeah,
Kelsey's passed out with both pregnancies in the hospital and that.
Oh really?
And I was around for only one of them, but it's that's terrifying. It's, you feel so helpless.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
You want to tell how the nurses laughed?
I do. But like with all this though too, like that sounds terrible, but it was like, this birth was both humbling and empowering and all of the most amazing things.
Wow.
I recommend 10 out of 10.
Good.
It was awesome. And it was only 12 hours. With Ada, it was like 3 days, which was horrible.
Yeah.
But
we know what you're talking about because we did the birthing pains video.
Right.
Recently,
right.
So we know what you're talking about.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
We know.
It was very empowering.
Yeah.
So our nurses, I'm going to shout them all out. They were great. Bryn, Erica. We had Josie and Rosie.
Josie and Rosie.
And the mother best. And baby. Everyone. Amazing.
We call him JR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bryn, we got there at 5:30 in the morning. Their shift ends at 7, so we only had her for like an hour and a half in the morning time. And I told her, I said, hey, listen, you got to know, I'm going to fart. or poop.
Warning.
And I need you to laugh, please. And she was like, and I was like, why don't you laugh? You know, yeah, in the front, yeah. She was like, you just don't laugh.
Yeah.
you don't do it. And I was like, well, could you do it for me? And she was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I also, my midwife, Katie, she's like so baller. Like, I want to be friends with her outside of the hospital. And I told, and she ended up delivering Jane. And I told her, I was like, hey, when I poop, you got to laugh.
You got to.
And the epidural.
It was during, or no, it was during the pushing.
Yeah, it was during the pushing, which was, I mean, because.
Lily's like, I feel like I'm pooping.
I literally was like, I know that I just pooped.
Well, Bryn, I feel like Bryn, the nurse, she said the most impactful thing to help Lily push better.
Yeah.
She said, pooping is perfect pushing.
Yeah, it's so her acronym.
If you're trying to poop,
yeah,
you're pushing correctly.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was pushing with my head. You said you could see my face. I was like.
Yeah, and they said don't push with your head, push with your
with my butt.
But
God, it's kind of like the lift with your lift with your legs, not with your back.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to like focus and figure it out. And that's interesting,
right?
But that's so funny.
The epidural was so good that I mean, like I don't, as you know, science. You can't,
you know, science.
You can't feel the pain, but you can feel like you know, you flick.
You
me.
Feel the pressure.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But I felt the poop.
And then Lily, she goes. Did I poop? And then was it Katie? Katie goes, ha 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 ha.
A forced laugh. It was so good.
Why did really you need good. Confirmation?
Because
she was so self-conscious about it.
I was.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was such a good birth. And then Janie came out and it was only like 30 minutes of pushing, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's normal with every girl. Right? That's normal with every female, the pooping, right?
The pooping, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so, yeah.
Kelsey's going to hate me. But there was this tiny moment for Demi, and then she's like, did I? And then the doctor's like, we're not going to talk about that right now. It's fine. And then that was it. That was the end of the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Well that's what I were with Ada, too. Yeah. I was like, did I poop? And she was like.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But they're so good at, like, getting it gone quick.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have like a Febreze can like on the other side.
They have a little candle.
Looking at the camera.
A Yankee candle sitting under the bed.
Looking at the camera. Yankee candle. Here for you whenever you need it. When you most need it.
But yeah, it was good.
That's an opportunity for a poopery.
That would be a
hospital edition. Yeah.
I saw those photos. Someone was making a joke and about the baby blankets that they give away in the hospitals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there's a really cool story about it, but I need to look it up. But yeah, I probably shouldn't even brought it up without knowing the story. but people were asking. I'll do some research. But it was. But like they always look like these old blankets that they got from the 20s, and they just. Packed a ton, and they're just like, we'll just keep handing them out until we get rid of them, and they just haven't got rid of them yet. But apparently, there is a story behind it. I just need to look it up.
I love them. I still use them, but it's too big now.
I love them. They feel like kitchen towels almost, like type of, like they're very thin. I love those.
They're perfect for swaddling because they got that like that structure to them.
Yeah,
I like the ones that have different prints. They had one that it's like that fabric. It's just a different type of fabric. Yeah, it has the fuzzies on them and stuff.
Yeah,
but there was one that had like ducks and like and rabbits on it, and it was really cute for Zola. Yeah, it was really great. So this is a birthing podcast now, and we're going to be talking about nothing but birthing and children.
So you guys, birth,
yes.
Right? The cervix. I'm not going to get into it.
Hey, what's the placenta party?
You guys are supposed to say.
Are pastors the midwives of being born again?
Ooh.
Maybe.
Wow.
There's so many theological implications blasting through my brain. Probably should have not said that.
No, it was eventful.
You guys are supposed to say that I look like Angelina Jolie already.
You do.
Thanks. I know. Yeah, I feel like Angelina Jolie.
It's absolutely insane.
What?
I know it's not for everyone, but Lily, her weight, like, I mean, her stomach, it's like it was this big and now it's this big.
Yeah. You're a small person. Rub it in. Tiny. I'm over here in a super small leotard.
Oh, speaking of birth and all that stuff, we have an update on the Ding Dong Bandit.
Holy moly, we do.
Yeah. First off, thank you for everyone who sent in your pictures of the ding dong. Do you have some of them?
I'm going to put them up on the screen if my fingers can work. Here we go. Have you seen all of them, Lil?
I saw the creepy one. That was my favorite one.
Oh, with the just the ding dong?
Yeah.
That was like the Zodiac.
Yeah.
That was straight up.
Which it makes me wonder if the actual ding dong bandit sent it. Here's the update. We don't know who it is. In fact, so we have a security camera up there, and I pulled the footage, and we'll show the footage as I'm talking. All right. So I was sitting here working. Mm-hmm. I work here pretty much every day. I don't really sit at my desk. You were there working.
Yep.
Andrew was over there working at his desk. The ding-dongs were on my desk, and this dude walks in. I'm assuming it's a dude.
They did have long hair, look like, so it could have been a girl.
It looked...
But just the way they walked...
They kind of looked like me. They walked behind Andrew, and Andrew kind of, like, did that. So that's why Andrew thought it was me the two episodes ago. Grabbed the ding-dongs and then put them in the sweaters.
Why?
And then left.
Why?
What's their motive?
I don't know.
Seriously, like, that, like there has to be... I don't know. I
think we should bait them.
Do it again?
More ding-dongs.
Yeah. Like, yeah, get like a ding-dong and maybe some other...
put out a trap like or something. Because there's got to be a reason why they're obsessed with... Like, where is it? Is it one of those things where someone wanted it and they're just like, if I put it here, they're going to forget about it.
And then they'll come back later. Come back and get it.
Like a squirrel and a nut.
I should look at the security to see if they came back to try to get them.
But they would have deleted it. Right? Because the camera doesn't keep. How long does the camera keep?
For a month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That'd be good.
So I'm going to look back. But yeah, check these out.
Okay. So this is the first one. This is the first one thing we got like the next day.
Yeah.
And it just seems so.
It's like drawn with like charcoal paint or something.
It seems so serial killer-ish.
It says, sink your dreams into this bad boy.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And it's creepy.
There's nothing about Ding Dong Bandit. There's nothing. No. It's literally just a ding dong.
And the person that sent it, no name, no message.
Oh, weird.
And it was just the picture.
It's the bandit sent it.
It looks like someone. This is legit, guys. This came through our email. This looks like someone just like painted with their blood and just says, oh my god.
Did a photocopy?
Yeah.
Yikes. All right.
Okay. So the next one is Abe Lincoln. He's saying, I did it. Sorry, Lily.
I was hungry. That one, which is terrifying and will always haunt
looks
my
like
dreams.
Cool Carl.
This one's great.
That
looks great. Looks like a hipster. That's like Hamburglar.
That's supposed to be me.
That's the burglar that's a burglar that like from the 1920s.
That right.
I got your cupcakes, kid. You'll never see him again. This one I love.
Yeah.
This it's is so good. Cool.
So that's good. Assuming that, oh no, they put eye mask on both myself, Carl, and Andy.
So they think it's me and Carl.
But it says
it's
totes not Andy.
Yeah, so maybe they're implying that you did it, Josh.
But also look at your left eye. It's terrifying.
Were they prophetic and like, what? That's pretty crazy. I love that.
Yeah.
The signature in the bottom is pretty cool. That is Wyatt.
That actually looks very close to the person.
Yes, it does.
Oh my gosh.
Which I mean, kind of looks like me.
They just drew Wyatt from our videos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, it's Wyatt.
Yeah.
It's super screen. That looks like a mug, like a police sketch. Someone comes in for a witness and that's what they describe. And this one's cool.
That one's cool.
That one's such a fun one. But that's apparently Josh, right? Is that Josh?
I guess. Oh. What is it? What
they
is
nailed
it?
The hair.
What does it say?
It says, at the top it says, wasn't me. And then at the bottom it says, ding dong box. Right there, pointing towards the...
Ding dong box. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
So
is that it?
That's it.
Those are good.
That's
thanks,
amazing.
Guys.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll send you guys some stickers and stuff. Fun. Some goodies. Because those were very, very fun. But we will find this ding dong bandit and we will kill them.
You're going to die.
We're going to murder you. Just kidding.
Just kidding. We're not going to do that. We just want to talk.
Yeah, we just want to talk.
We just want to have a conversation.
Yeah, get out of the car.
Yeah.
Just step out of the car.
It's fine. Hey, we just want to have a talk. Don't worry about it.
I kind of want to bring this up. Actually, let's. Yeah, I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
So. We saw Abe Lincoln, which, what a great transition for this. Have you guys seen that it's all over TikTok right now, this conspiracy of this guy who I think in Washington saw like a giant.
Oh, I just saw that this morning, bro.
Have you seen this?
No, but I think I saw you watching something about
Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, this is so weird. Okay, so this guy was driving in Washington, and there's a state park there with this big mountain, and there's like a snow-covered mountain. And he's like, what in the world?
And he's a long ways away.
Yeah, he's like a couple miles away, like 13 miles.
Yeah.
From the thing?
From the mountaintop. So he's just driving on a road and sees the mountaintop. But it's like a bare white mountaintop, right, with snow on it. And he's like, what? He's like, it looks like there's like a giant walking on the mountain. And so he pulls over, and he's like, he's trying to zoom in with his phone. It's shaky. But
he's got that Android zoom.
There's a figure walking, like a big thing walking. And
you wouldn't be able to see a human up there.
No. Like if you saw a human, it would look like a rock or something.
Yeah.
This thing's huge.
And it's moving.
We'll try to put a video up like right here or something, or over the screen. Yeah. That thing keeps popping.
What in the world? I'm so sorry.
That's the second time it's popped. It scares me every time. but yeah. So this guy, he keeps on trying to go back. Oh, so preface. Before that, he was just doing a normal person TikTok, feeding his dog, whatever, and just a normal person. And then he saw this, and so then he's just started pursuing it. I need to find out what this is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, he kept on trying to, go up to the mountain pass to get a look again. Or he went a second time, nothing on the mountain.
Okay.
So, this thing had moved. And then he tried to go up the state park road or whatever to go, and there's a guy who claimed he was CIA and said, the road's closed, turn around.
You can't say that you're from the CIA, right?
He said that he was a CIA agent.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Why not?
It's secret. Right?
No, you can identify. You can say you work for the FBI. You just can't disclose.
You say FBI, not CIA,
but they're different. They're different.
I don't know.
CIA is secret.
So is FBI.
No, not a secret.
I think they can show you their badge or whatever. What authority do you have? Because I said, I'm with the CIA.
Because he's claiming it's public land. The guy's no, this is public. And so that's probably why it's at the point where it's I'm a federal officer. You can't do that.
But this car just kept on showing up at his house. And he gets a video of he looks out the window. He runs outside. The car peels and just drives away. And then he went back to the mountain again. And there was two helicopters flying around the mountain.
Stop it.
And he's like, what is going on? And then he goes back again. And they had built some sort of military structure.
No, right they did not.
Right where that giant thing was walking.
This guy's going to be dead.
Listen.
Oh.
Is and then dead? And then he said he started doing all these videos he was getting a little manic.
Fancy.
Yeah, and he's they're following me everywhere.
Oh geez.
Blah blah blah. All these weird things are happening. And then he put out this statement
I die, I didn't kill myself.
Well no, he's his shaky voice, and it was almost he was reading off of something hey, those videos I did, they were
I was just kidding.
Yeah, they're fake. I'm just kidding. None of that was real. All the people
who's behind that camera.
It was weird. And then he just disappears.
There's this guy like this behind the camera.
He's gone. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Yes. He's gone. I heard it. Wait, gone?
They don't know where he is.
He's a missing person.
He's missing.
Oh my gosh. Guys, okay.
And
but
presumed
wait, no, but.
Deceased.
Why?
Because they don't know where he is. And I got to look into it a little more, but
he's just cuddled up in the mountain with the giant.
He's gone.
I am. How certain are we that this is real?
Not.
I wasn't very certain, but then I saw the traction that it was getting.
Yeah.
Because it was I saw the video, the one on the mountain, a month ago when he posted it for the first time.
Yeah.
And then now it's everyone was following this dude, and now they're okay, this is, he's missing. There's not.
I saw that video, but then I saw another video. And I wish I tried to find it, but the video's gone now.
Yeah.
It looked like it was the same area, but this guy was actually on top of a mountain, looking down in a valley. And sure as heck, there's a giant thing walking down this valley.
There's got to be something going on because that doesn't make a lot of, I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah.
Because there has to be things that exist that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Especially with all the sea life and everything like that. Well, but this giants seems a little far-fetched. But
it's in the Bible.
Exactly. I know. That's the thing. It's
this is
weird.
A weird thing because this talking about Abe Lincoln. There's this quote from Abe Lincoln, a direct quote from Abe Lincoln. I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. And he talks about giants. And he says, the eyes of that species of extinct giants whose bones fill the mounds of America have gazed on Niagara as ours do now, contemporary with the whole race of men and older than the first man. Niagara is strong and fresh today as 10,000 years ago.
I think that's metaphorical giants.
Is it? I saw one thing.
You ever seen Big Fish?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that guy. Like the guy that's not, but he's just huge. He's absolutely huge. But he lives in caves.
It was, what's the mountain in Washington?
Oh, Olympus. Mount Hood?
It's
Mount Hood. No, that's Oregon. Oregon, sorry. No. Mount Hood's Oregon.
What is it called?
Helena.
No.
That's Montana. No, is it? I don't know. We're so confused.
Quick, name a mountain.
Mount Hood, I thought, was in Oregon.
Well, there's one. I saw a conspiracy video of this guy who like was going out there for gold mining in the gold rush days and found a cave and went into this cave and found skeletal remains of giants that still like had like hair on their heads or their scalps or whatever. I think it's Mountain Hood.
Rainier. That's the Nate Bargatze joke.
Wasn't even on my radar.
But yeah, they had like red hair and like, but the Native Americans talk about giants in their time.
Yeah.
That were giant humans and they had like red hair.
So they,
and like,
why
so,
red
okay,
hair?
let's dive into that. Say giants exist.
Okay.
Normal life expectancy?
Probably not long.
Not long. Think about the 7 foot dudes with the heart conditions.
But there has
think
to
about
be
the 7 foot dudes with the heart conditions.
Stop it! Oh my god.
It's like Great Danes, man.
Yeah,
they don't live very long.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. How do you go this long? And I guess social media. Now that we have phones everywhere, I guess though that makes sense why things would happen, why things would pop up.
I just don't think our world can support like giant life anymore. Like. If you believe like the firmament was actually a layer of water, which makes the planet a greenhouse before the firmament flooded the earth,
yeah.
Then it's possible that everything was just bigger.
So yeah. Well, my thing again. Is the Nephilim
yep.
in the Bible, they were a mixed race, basically. Yep. It was the basically fallen angels having relations with the women of the earth.
Oh, yes, the relations.
And so could that be happening still?
Why?
And that they're like this race of men things that like live in the mountains.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's, why do we out. Why do we have to assume that it was male fallen angels?
We don't have to assume
that. Could have been a female.
That. Could have been.
Angels. Angels are angels.
Hey, man, angels are angels.
Hey, that's what I say.
Is
that's what I've always said.
Is there any record ever of a female angel?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But
How do they procreate?
Do they? I don't know. This is
These are questions we don't know.
We're getting too deep. My head hurts.
I just love the thought that giants exist. That would
Me
be.
Too.
That, I'm telling you, that would be. You think this is terrifying? That would be the most terrifying thing in the world to run into when you're hiking.
Yeah.
When does it become terrifying, though? To use the word, what is the essence of a giant? Like, when is, like if you ran, our buddy Sam Hayes, you ran into him on a hiking trail.
Yeah.
I'd be scared at first.
If I saw Sam Hayes in, like, rags and, like, wearing moss,
yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I would be terrified
long
because
hair
he's,
and a beard.
What is he, 6'7"?
No, he's, like, 7.
His claim to fame is that he is the same height and weight as LeBron James.
Wow.
And he looks exactly the same.
I don't know, but I know that.
Sam Hayes in rags with a stick with honey on it, I would think he was John the Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen The Chosen, John the Baptist?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
What a fun character.
6'9" is LeBron James.
Jeez, man. That is, that would be terrifying. So, like, there's a limit, like, I think it's also just the environment, what they look like, the creepiness of it. And that's why I think maybe that's why the Bigfoot claims or whatever.
Yeah.
What if that was a possibility? This is such a ridiculous conversation, but I love it because it's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
Bro, if you never trimmed your facial hair and you were 7 foot tall, I would report a Bigfoot.
I do believe in giants.
You think?
Yeah. But do I think that guy maybe was hoaxing it? I do. But when you said helicopter, that's pretty great lengths that he would have had to go to rent two helicopters. So
that's what I'm saying. It could have been like coincidence where like he just like was filming and it was like there's like a car crash on the highway or something.
Yeah. Or they're searching for somebody or there could have been a lot of things. But that's what caught me is those guys that I saw on TikTok sharing the story. I don't usually watch their stuff. They don't usually get a huge amount of traction, but that post had a ton of traction. Yeah. So it was like, and I've been following it. So it's like,
it's fascinating.
It really is weird. It's not one of those things that just...
I'm going to look into it more because I did see... Because I read the comments and one person's like, it's been debunked. And I tried to look it up and they're all, I'm like, at what point have you found that
show
it's debunked?
The dude again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see the video, although it's going to scare me.
Yeah,
It is kind of eerie a little bit. Ivory. It's very ivory.
Do we have more to say about the giant?
No, we're done.
Speaking of spooky stuff.
Oh.
Let's talk about the menu.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I thought you were saying that you wanted to talk more about giant stuff, and he's like, nope. I was like, oh, okay. I think we're done with that. Let's move on. The menu.
Wow.
Dude, what a fun ride.
For those of you listening, it's violent and vulgar.
Yeah, make sure it's age appropriate. But golly.
It's like a dark thriller comedy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You had a question, I think.
Yeah, no, I loved it. And I'll watch anything that has...
Don't spoil anything for the people that want to watch it either.
Did you know anything about it? Okay, spoiler alert. We'll put it like a... Maybe we could put a tag or something that says skip to this number.
Yeah. Skip now to this number if you don't want it super spoiled.
Yeah. I guess if you watch a trailer, you can infer that people are going to be murdered. So I guess that's not a spoiler.
Did you know like of what the movie was about before you went in? Did you know? Did you watch the trailer at all?
We watched the trailer.
I went in completely blind, and I'm so glad.
That's
fun. If you want to watch the movie,
if I went in completely blind, I'd be really scared. Probably have turned it off. it was intense.
Me and Kelsey were just like, "What is happening?"
I know.
But there's a guy.
It's a great dude. Say that again. Your eyes are terrifying when you
what like, I
say into the camera.
What? What I say?
I don't know. What is happening? But you went crazy eyes.
What is happening?
Scary. Look at you.
My kids would hate this.
I keep on rubbing my legs because I'm so nervous around.
Are your hands sweating or something?
Easy. No. Easy.
I don't like it.
the rest of the episode with you and that camera.
What camera?
No, Andy should scoot over and do
right next to you.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So there's like all these different guests, you know, invited to this restaurant. Rafe Fiennes is a chef. He plays chef, and he was quoted, the director of Harry Potter said, Rafe Fiennes is the most potent actor of our generation, which I completely agree with. I love him.
What does that mean, potent actor? Like, how would you like?
Like you get a lot out of it.
Yeah. Think about the movies you've seen him in. You know.
Yeah.
I love.
Oh yeah, he's intoxicating to watch because he brings in the full
potent
character. Even like
someone say potent to watch.
I would say that. Yeah, I'd go as far as to say potent.
So we can quote you then. Rafine is the most potent actor of our time.
You got it.
You heard here first from Andy.
Think about him in he's in a lot of Wes Anderson films. He's a Wes Anderson favorite.
Yeah.
He's in Harry Potter as Voldemort. Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsman.
Kingsman, the first one.
Yep.
Or the origin story.
Anywho, so my question for you guys is, one of the characters that he invites to this murder dinner is an actor from a movie that he saw on one of his days off, and he said it was so terrible that it haunts him, and that's why he wants to murder
the guy's
guy.
Actually a decent dude, but it's only because of the role he played. It was so terrible that you wanted to murder him.
He wanted to murder
him. He said, I haven't had a day off in 4 years, and I finally had one Sunday off, and the movie I watched was your movie, and I hated it.
It's so terrible. I'm going to murder you.
I'm going to kill. He said, so that's why you're going to kill me? Yes.
Yes.
I love how he asked his girlfriend or whatever. He's like, she's like, why do you have to murder me? He's like, did you go to college? She's like, yeah, I went to. And he said, where? It's like Brown. And he said, do you have any student debt? And she said, no. He's like, I'm murdering you.
he said, yeah, you're going to die.
The casual, just the way they talk so casually about the whole night was so funny to me. Like, it was so matter of fact. It was like, not a big deal.
Yeah.
So your question.
My question is, what movie have you seen before that was so terrible that you would invite the main actor to your murder dinner?
Yeah, what character in a movie is so bad that you despise so much that you invite him to the murder dinner?
Yeah.
I thought about it when you said that.
What is it called?
It's tough because it's like always, I have a hard time thinking whenever I'm on the spot like that. But my first thought goes to, and maybe not everyone's seen it, the warden from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
That guy was a sleazebag.
Oh, no.
He was so mean and so terrible.
I don't think it's based on like a movie that you just absolutely hated. Like,
That I just despised?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what the name of this movie is.
What do you describe it to me? Describe it. I'll guess.
He's basically in Valhalla, or like not in Valhalla. He's like in the afterlife.
Who's in it?
I don't know. It was like some nobody.
Really?
But like, I just sat down one day and I was like watching it, and it was just the worst feeling. Like, because he's in this afterlife and he can't die, and he tries to escape. And he can never escape.
Oh, no.
And it's like, but it's like in like Viking times, and it's like,
oh, interesting.
What is it called?
Well, what would you say? I got to keep thinking, because I picked like characters in my mind that like people that I just despise so much.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
The little inbred kid from Deliverance.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just a kid.
Have you seen Deliverance? That's actually good.
It's a horrible movie. A lot of people
love Deliverance, dude. I did not like Deliverance.
Yeah.
It's
a horror movie, basically.
Yeah. I wish I never watched it.
Yeah.
Also, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Which is like a classic cult fiction.
Yeah,
a lot of people love
Clockwork Orange. I didn't like it.
But I didn't even realize that. It took me forever to realize that's Anthony Hopkins.
It's the guy?
Anthony Hopkins is the main guy in Clockwork Orange.
The milk drinker?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Sir Anthony Hopkins. Look it up. It is terrifying.
Don't you love that the new, did we talk about this already? Maybe we did. But that the new like villain of this era is anybody that drinks like a glass of milk.
Oh, yeah. Just like a monster.
Yeah, they have to be stopped.
A psychopath? Yeah. I saw someone on TikTok.
It's Malcolm McDowell.
Anthony Hopkins, I thought, was a lead in that.
Nope.
Who? What?
We've just been talking about two different movies the whole time.
No, he's in it.
Oh, I thought he was the main guy.
It's this guy.
Oh, my bad.
Malcolm McDowell. That guy.
Oh, got it. Okay. So they look like that's my, I always get those two mixed up. I don't know why do I get those guys mixed up?
It's weird that you bring up Anthony Hopkins, because Josh and I was roasting him yesterday about it, because he's making me watch the new Mission Impossible movies or whatever.
They're so good, Lil.
No, they're dumb.
Oh my goodness.
They're dumb.
No.
You know what's so dumb about them is the whole face thing.
That's the best part.
That was a little far-fetched. I get that, like, everything's kind of plausible, and like, but then it's like you can't make them sound and look exactly like it's not possible.
It's not possible. So
there's things like that catch me up, but it's like if you can shut your brain off and just enjoy the action and just enjoy like
that's like the same thing.
He has
thing
to do
Marvel.
This one thing.
It's like the same thing with Marvel. If the movie has to start with just don't think about it and it's good.
No, there's movies that are placed. Those types of movies have a place when it's strictly for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not trying to change the culture. It's not trying to share a message that's going to change everyone. Mm. It's entertainment.
Like Avatar.
Like Avatar. I was entertained during Avatar.
But yeah, we were watching Mission Impossible 1 the other day, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Like,
we're still going. And I'm like, how did we get here? I'm asking questions. And Josh is like, are you even paying attention? And that's what he said. And he's like mad at me about it. And I'm like, Josh, tell me how we got here. And it's like, we have no idea.
I'm like,
the storytelling is horrible.
The storytelling in the first one is pretty bad.
Once I started like watching movies and trying to understand how they write and everything like that, it's so funny because every movie starts off like, we have to do this one thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, but to do that one thing, we have to do this first and then this first. And it's like, oh, so it's like you're just doing side missions until the end. It's like, this is once I start breaking it down like that. But I have to tell myself, okay, that's why that character said that, because they're going here now. That's where we're going. Got it. Cool.
Well, speaking of Anthony Hopkins and stuff, should we run an ad?
Sir Anthony.
What?
Go, don't go. Don't go anywhere. Easy for you to say.
Andy.
Oh, the way of water. The way of water. I'm getting a sense of a stream of some sort.
Oh.
It seems not murky, but almost...
clear?
Clear.
Like a clear stream?
Clear stream!
There
There we go. I thought you were going to say it.
I did too. I didn't know what we were doing.
Guys, this episode is brought to you by Clearstream. They're an absolute awesome software that helps you text and communicate with everyone in your church, your group, or your organization at a moment's notice. All right? Yeah. It's great. You have to get rid of the group text. It's boring.
It's so amazing that James Cameron actually uses it on, he used it on the set of Avatar.
And that's a confirmed fact?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's a confirmed fact.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to communicate with your team or your organization, whatever, this is the best way to do it. You can schedule out messages. You can have one-on-one conversations. It's the absolute best. Yeah. And if you go to clearstream.io/ninjas, you get 10% off for life.
For life?
Why wouldn't you want that? You're never going to get a better deal. Ever. Anywhere else.
Maybe.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
10% off for life is a pretty big deal.
I go now.
Ad over. Wasn't that ad fun?
That was a great ad. That I love that. So that was probably my favorite.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of movies and stuff, I had this idea that we should probably do.
Okay.
Because I think we could possibly be really successful.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so you know how they have, there's like all these YouTube channels that are like meant for toddlers.
There's my ears. I'm all ears.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know. I didn't see
I forgot
before.
You had those too, yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Look at this.
No.
We're going off the rails. I can't.
So there's like Miss Rachel and stuff where they like try to like, they do like songs for kids like teach them how to like talk and like, Apple. Mm-hmm. Can you say Apple?
Yeah.
What if we did that for like the elderly?
Oh man, like, that'd be great. They'd hate your tattoos.
Yeah, well, we can cover them up. Yeah, I would have to we'd have to hire someone else to play it. But we just do like songs like help them in their everyday life, like, like good morning. Did you remember to take your pills today? Take your pills. Take your pills. Take your pills.
Pills.
Or we'll poop on the floor again.
But we like teach them like just stuff like always put your keys here.
Yeah.
And like make sure you don't drive after this time.
I did see that there was a TikTok where a lady's old lady's in her kitchen. She tries to work the microwave and the microwave opens and there's a voice that comes on and says, remember, Evelyn, don't put any metal silverware in the microwave.
Stuff so like that. Could be us. We could literally make a YouTube channel that's to help the elderly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But we could also explain, like, have you seen that they hold elderly classes for people how to like to work their iPhones and stuff.
Oh,
so they'll
actually
go to a mall and they'll sit in rows, bunch of cute old people.
I love that.
Young guy is going to teach them just how to work their phones and stuff. So we could do that.
We would make this YouTube channel, but they would have no idea how to access it.
Yeah, true.
Has three views.
Oh my gosh.
Every video has three views.
Then
we could just get projections. What is it? Holograms.
Yeah.
We could start doing holograms, start selling those, and like we'll be in your home. Good morning.
All you do is push a big red button.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll make it onto VHS, and we'll just like send it out.
VHS. Yeah. Yeah.
No, for a true story, the church I was at before, we had to put our church service online for shut-ins, and they couldn't figure out how to get to YouTube. So we had to burn them to DVDs, and a pastor had to go house to house and like set them up so they could just hit play and watch
Holy
the service.
Cow.
What shut-ins. A good church, we though, call them shut-ins.
We don't like to use their name.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's our $1 million idea.
I think that's great. I think there's a lot of things that we can do with that.
Or maybe we just go straight to the toddlers. We just become a new toddler.
Let's go straight to the toddlers.
We're coming
after you, toddlers.
Oh
the way you look.
Scary.
You can.
I don't understand.
You have to dress like this.
Good morning.
Do like A, B, C. Do that.
A, B, C.
No!
Everybody.
So scary. There's going to be actual kids watching this. They're like, just
turn it off. I don't like Andy anymore.
Oh, dude, you would. Ada would be terrified of him, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I would never do that to her. I've really been working on my relationship with her.
She wouldn't
trying to get
know
her to trust
you.
Me. She would know. She would smell me.
This is the cutest thing ever. We're about to wrap up, but before we go. Ada, she's so funny, like putting her down for a nap. She's just like, she definitely has ADD or something.
Yeah.
She's just
something hyperactive.
Whatever. So like putting her down for a nap, she'll like kick stuff and like, yeah. she like always reaches her hand out of the crib and like tries to grab stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a Batman mask in there. And she like, I was watching the whole time. It took her 30 minutes because she'd like get a finger on it and like knock it a little closer.
Dude, she's smart.
And then she got it to the thing and like wasn't going in. I'm like, lift it up. And like she figured it out. She like lifted it up and dropped it in the crib. And then like, and she's just, wait, she's standing up in the crib with the Batman mask on. Hold on. I gotta, it's literally, it's the funniest thing ever.
Gotham needs me.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. But yeah.
What kind of crime is Ada fighting? Like, so desperately needs her mask. Oh,
people that steal sticks. Yeah. Cause she wants all the sticks.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Duty calls. I'm vengeance.
Oh, here we go. Can you tell?
I love that.
Can you see that?
Just that's, the silhouette. That's awesome. That's so creepy, too.
Oh, we'll put the picture up right here. I tried to do it fast because she was, like, moving around, taking it off, but...
Ada is vengeance.
Dude, Ada is hilarious.
She's the She's best. So funny. She's the best.
She hates Jane.
Yeah. So.
I saw the video of her just holding Jane and just patting her.
She's like...
It's almost like you guys like you know yeah you pat her. Like, she's like just doing it for you guys.
Yeah,
just
for
like,
us.
Yeah, you this good? Cool, perfect.
She is getting better though. Yesterday morning I really was intentional of like it is super sweet in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's like when to like shove it in front of her face. Yeah. And so I put Jane on her lap. I'm like, can you give Jane a kiss? And she goes, just kisses her. I'm like, that was the best thing ever.
Progress.
Yeah. So we're working on it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, episode 20, guys.
Woo-hoo! Congrats, Lily. Woo! Thanks for coming.
You guys too.
If you want to send in more pictures of who you think the Ding Dong Bandit is after seeing the video, please do.
Yes.
We'll and we will catch you. Updated. Yeah. But yes. That's it.
Love you
and
guys.
We love you. And your eyes are I love just you. Something else.
Thank you okay. for watching.
Ninjas.
Goodbye.
Butterflies. Yeah.